This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: public comments are needed for Urenco discharge permit. Urenco is a uranium enrichment facility that uses centrifuges to separate uranium for fuel in nuclear power plants. The waste is stored on-site in uranium byproduct cylinders, or UBCs. The facility is located 4.5 miles east of Yunis, New Mexico, near the Texas border. The New Mexico Environment Department plans to renew the groundwater discharge permit for another 5 years. Public comments are needed. CCNS has prepared a short fact sheet and sample public comment letter you can use to submit your comments to the Environment Department by Wednesday, March 11th. Activists have noted with satisfaction the Environment Department's efforts to improve how the public is notified about the availability of the draft permit and feel encouraged, but they remain concerned about the permit itself. The documents are more detailed, and they explain the public process for English and Spanish speakers to equally and fully participate. The permit allows for the discharge of storm waters and industrial waters into two ponds. One is lined with high-density polyethylene, but the other is unlined, which provides a direct route to groundwater. Through use of the ponds, the waters are evaporated into the air. The permit allows the discharge of approximately 20 million gallons a day to the ponds. The storage capacity for both ponds is based on a 100-year return frequency storm, resulting in 6.45 inches of rainfall in 24 hours. A question remains about the impacts of climate change. Is the 100-year return storm the most accurate storm to determine storage capacity? Pond 1 is unlined and has a capacity of 32.6 million gallons with a surface area of approximately 17 acres. It collects waters drained from about 96 acres. Pond 2 is lined and contains two cells. Together, the cells have a storage capacity of 10.4 million gallons at a surface area of about 5 acres. It drains an area of approximately 23 acres. The permit requires monitoring of the shallow groundwater as well as the deeper groundwater found 90 to 240 feet below ground surface by sampling 12 monitoring wells and reporting the results semi-annually. There are no provisions for treatment of the water before it enters the ponds. If contaminants from the large UBC storage pad, roads, parking lots, and building rooftops are in the stormwater, those contaminants will end up in the ponds. Ultimately, they could be volatilized and end up in the air or soak into the shallow and deep groundwater. Please consider using the fact sheet and sample public comment letter to develop your comments and get them in to the Environment Department on or before Wednesday, March 11th. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the documents, please visit our website, nuclearactive.org.